If I could have your attention, please. I'm so sorry. We were having some audio trouble. Now, if anybody knows me, knows that it's pretty frustrating when I know I can't tell you guys something. I don't want to yell at everybody. So anyway, welcome to the awards luncheon. First, I want to ask, are you feeling a part of the community? I only heard from half the room, so I'm going to ask this again. And it's over there where Quincy is. That's where I heard it from. But are you feeling part of the community? I know there are some people waiting to be seated. I'm going to ask for everyone to check and make sure you are wearing your name tag. And if you do not have a red dot, which says you paid for all meals, or Lori, what is the color for Friday only? Orange dot. If you do not have a red or orange dot, we would ask that you get up and go find someplace else to eat. And sorry, but we've got people that paid that want to sit down. And next year, please pay for the whole thing so you can come and join us, right? Right? Okay. All right. So I think, Shannon, are you in the room? Do you have door prizes? Well, all righty then. I don't know where we have a wireless mic. I didn't even ask David. Well, it's okay. If you call out the name, I'll announce it. So why don't you let us know what you got? I can hear you. You're loud too, Shannon. And especially if everybody quiets down just a little. That's for Friday only. Yeah, perfect. $10 cash and candy from Yakima. And the winner is... Listen. We want to know if you're here. Who could it be? No, drum roll. B. Shinneberry, are you here? She's here. Congratulations, B. We will come back to you in a little bit. They have apples.
Yes,
apples are good. Okay. Yeah, they're good. Apples are also good, sorry. Apples, red dots, and orange dots. Apples are the youth program, and they are good to be here. And we're glad they're here. In fact, if I could have a quiet for a minute, I know you guys are getting food and all of that. But we have some special people in the room, and I want to acknowledge them. I want you guys to know who they are. So if you are here as part of the youth track, the students, I want you to clap your hands so we know where you are. Oh, there's only like one or two. Okay, wait. All right, you guys are students. I know you're still learning, so we're going to do this again. Okay. If you're here and you're part of the youth track, clap your hands. Okay, we have a few of them here. Now, they don't start officially until this afternoon or evening, but we're glad you guys are here. And if you're parents of those students, clap your hands. All right, we're glad you're here, right? And I will. Okay, if you are here as part of the Orientation and Training Center, clap your hands. Okay, welcome. If you are here as a scholarship winner, clap your hands. No scholarship winners in the room? Okay. I guess they don't need to eat. I don't know. Maybe they're used to not eating. If I could have it quiet a little bit. If this is your first convention with Washington Council of the Blind, clap your hands. All right. That is about one third of those here, you guys. And so we hope you're feeling WCB. We are community, and we are so glad you're all here. I'm going to let you, yes. I'm going to let you eat for a little bit, and I'm going to talk to our first guest that's going to speak, and then, but before I do that, Danette, do you have awards to present?
I do.
Okay, and then I know Reg and Heather, you do as well, right? Okay, all right. So enjoy your lunch, and I'll be back in a minute. All right, if I could have your attention, I would like to introduce to you Julie Brannon. Julie, I know, yeah, many of you know Julie, but what you don't maybe know is that in 4 days, Julie is going to be retiring from a pretty lengthy career in many areas, but especially with DSB. And some of you may not know that she also worked for Child Protective Services. She's worked at the Lighthouse. Julie has definitely worked hard and is a great role model for all of us on how you can endure and have a career. So, but anyway, Julie is retiring in four days. And so she would like to introduce our first guest, or our guest today, who's going to share a little bit about herself. So without further ado, here's Julie Brannon. All right, Julie, step up right here to the podium. The podium.
It's on the podium. Thank you.
Lift your hands up and you'll find the mic.
Oh, found it. Great. Well, thank you, guys. You know, I just have to share with you. It's kind of noisy. Just have to share with you that when I told DSB I would be retiring, and we started thinking about then who's going to fill the position. And that's difficult for someone who's retiring from a passion area when they poured their whole selves into it. You think, oh my gosh, I want that perfect person to fill it. So I told my supervisor, well, all you need to do is find the perfect person. Anyway, we went on a search, and we did find a very, very good person for the job. I want you to know that Deja has a heart for students. She has a heart for education, a heart for holding the bar high for people in all areas, both independence and education. I couldn't be happier with who we selected. I'd like to introduce to you Deja Powell.
All right, Julie, thank you so much for that nice introduction. I'm really tall, so the microphone, I'm kind of doing a squat here to talk into the microphone. I'm trying to kind of adjust it here. Can you guys all hear me okay? Okay, so I'm going to start off by just telling you a little bit about myself, and then I'm going to share with you some of my goals for the Orientation and Training Center. For those of you that don't know what the Orientation and Training Center is, it's part of the Department of Services for the Blind, and it's a training program for blind and visually impaired people to come and gain the skills of blindness and other skills through our training program. And so I'll go into a little bit more of that. I am not from Washington. I'm actually from Utah. I just came here from Salt Lake City about a month ago, and I felt very welcome here in Washington, so thank you very much. My husband and I have always had a dream of living in Seattle, and so when this job opened, it kind of was the perfect opportunity for us to come here. And like I said, it's been everything that we've hoped for it to be so far, so it's been a great experience. I come from a past of a very versatile past, and in a lot of that has been working in the blindness field. I am traditionally an orientation and mobility instructor, and got my master's degree in teaching O&M. That is where I found my passion and love for working with blind people and seeing them become confident, independent people. And it's kind of led me to where I am today. I have also worked in transition programs for blind youth in the state of Utah, we have a program called Project Strive, and it's been around for about 11 years now, and it's kind of a beacon for youth, and it's something that a lot of states try to replicate. It's a great program that we have. I have also come from a history of working with kids and teaching blind kids over the years. I've done some humanitarian work in the Caribbean and just lots of different experiences with teaching cane travel and working with blind people. My passion is definitely teaching for sure. And I hope that you can see that when I kind of lay out my goals that I have for the training center. So I kind of labeled these goals for the training center. We are a community and we empower. So my goals for the training center are all along the lines of empowerment, whether that's empowering our students to be successful, confident, contributing members of their communities, our staff to empower them to remember why we do what we do and to give our best to our students every single day. So I use the word empower here, and it's one of those silly acronyms that I'm going to use each letter of the word to tell you a little bit about my goals and hopes for the training center. So I hope you guys are okay with that. So I also have some quotes because I really like quotes. Yes, but the E, surprisingly, is for empower, the first E, and it says, if we don't change, we don't grow. If we don't grow, we are not really living. Growth demands a temporary surrender of security. And that's by Gail Sheehy. And I really like that quote because one of the things that we have to do in order to really grow is to step out of our comfort zones. And we do not tell our students that it's going to be an easy process in the OTC because a lot of times it's not. And I know we have a lot of students in here and they can attest to that it's not always easy. But our goal is to push you a little bit out of your comfort zone, stretch you a little more than you expected or thought you could be stretched, and to empower you to be a little bit more than you expected to be in the first place. Oh, I just dropped my iPad. Yes, they're very durable, luckily. The next letter is M, and that is to motivate. My goal is to motivate our students and to motivate our staff to create students who are happy and competent and ready to go out into the world and be what they can be. And this quote is one of my favorites. It says, believe in yourself, have faith in your abilities. Without a humble but reasonable confidence in your own powers, you cannot be successful or happy. That's by Norman Vincent Peale. And I really like that quote a lot. And that's our goal, is to motivate our students, to encourage them to be more than they think that they're possibly able to be. And we teach that through all of the courses and the skills in our classes. And that includes we teach Braille and computers and careers courses and kitchen and home economics. We teach computers and orientation and mobility. We teach Braille classes at a distance. We teach all sorts of classes at our training center, home maintenance, all those things that we believe are important to motivate our students to be successful. The next part is all about you guys, and it's partnership. Partnership with community organizations, consumer organizations, people in our community to help out the OTC. We want the OTC to be something that everybody in this community is proud of, that people want to send students there, that they feel confident in our ability to train their students. And so partnership is a really important thing to me, and that involves you guys being there and giving us ideas and encouraging us at the OTC. A quote I have for partnership, it says, it's a long history of in humankind and animal kind too, that those who learn to collaborate and improvise more effectively have prevailed. So I think in order for us to be successful, we have to have the backing of community organizations like the Washington Council of the Blind, and we need you on our side. O is for organize. And what that means is I want us to be a program that people, like I said, are proud to come to, that we know what we're doing, we're structured, we're organized, we have our classes, we have our students, and that everybody feels comfortable going and sending students to our training program. As we work together as a team, if everyone is moving forward together, then success takes care of itself. So the W is for working together as a team. That includes our staff. That includes our community, our consumer organizations. That means that we all have the same goals as a staff, that we're working towards the same outcome, which is always employment and education and empowered individuals. And so making sure we're all on the same page. E is for education, and that comes down to the basic skills of blindness. Those basic skills of blindness are absolutely essential to success, as many of you know. How many in here are Braille readers? Yes. How many of you in here use a cane? Or a guide dog? Yeah. And how many of you use assistive technology in this room? And how many of you cook independently? You all know better than anybody that these skills are absolutely essential for us to be able to produce students who are competent and ready to take on the world. Beyond that, we have rehabilitation, which is the last R. And rehabilitation, I looked up the Webster's definition of rehabilitation because sometimes it's one of those words where you hear it a lot, but you don't know exactly what it means, right? There's several definitions, but the one that stood out to me says to restore, to bring to a condition of health and useful and constructive activity. And I really like that definition because I think that's our goal, is to produce students who not only have the skills, but also have those soft skills, that they're organized, they're confident, they're independent, and most importantly, they're empowered to do great things. So those are a few of my goals for the training center. Again, empower people, motivate them, partner with people, or be organized, work together as a team, educate, and rehabilitate. And so I hope that you will continue to join us. Julie, I have big shoes to fill in Julie's shoes, for sure. And I have tried to learn as much as I can from her for the last month. And I have really learned that she has such a caring heart and she's done such a great job with the OTC. And yes, absolutely. You can say amen. I lived in the South for a while. So yeah. So thank you all so much for your support, continued support and our partnership together. And let's continue to be a community and let's continue to empower.
Thank you, David. Perfect. Thank you so much. Okay. If somebody could help Danette come up here, that would be great. So we're going to do some awards. Danette, do you want to stand up? And I have somebody to help you. I have a favor to ask. So if you could listen up. I need three strapping men to assist strong, you know, strong guys, okay? Now, to assist, we have a presentation, a breakout session that includes tandem bikes, and they're arriving at about 1:30 or somewhere between 1:30 and 1:45, and we need to get those moved from the truck they're coming on into and up to the Cascade rooms, and there is an elevator that we're going to be trying to use, but Mike Majors is the one that knows everything. But do I have three volunteers that could help us out with that? And if you can, shout your name. All right, wait, I heard Scott, and I, who? Daryl is willing, Daryl Roberts. Scott, I don't know who Scott is, but Scott McKellum. Oh, I mean, Scott McKellum, right? Okay, perfect, Scott. Thank you. And who else? Greg. Greg is also willing to help. So, Mike, where are you? Mike Majors, where are you?
He's hiding. He's over on the right-hand side.
Mike, if you want volunteers, you better shout out, bud. Okay, he's over there to the right. So if you guys can, maybe right after this meal, if you guys could meet Mike towards the back of the room. Don't leave, Mike. Stay in here. And Scott and Greg and Daryl will find you to the right of the door going out inside the room. Is that good for everybody? All right. Thank you very, very much. Okay. Danette Dixon is chair of our awards committee, and I'm going to turn the microphone over to her to present some awards. So here you go, Danette. There's the podium.
There is. Excellent. I've got it covered now. Okay, let me see this little microphone. It's a little high. Now, did I lower it enough? Can you? Okay, the first award is for growth. Certificate of Growth is presented to the King County Chapter, President Tim Schneebeck, in recognition of growth for 67% or more in membership in the month in the years of 2018 through 2019. This award is given to chapters who have grown more than 10% in the coming year, in the past year. And it's signed by Denise Colley, President, October 25th. So since Yes. So since Tim Schneebeck is not here, I'll give it to Linda Wickersham.
I'll walk it over.
Linda, can you raise your hand, please?
Okay.
The next certificate of growth is given to Snohomish County Council of the Blind, President Jenny Anderson. Recognition of growth for 35, huh?
You don't read the whole thing.
Don't read the whole thing?
No.
Okay.
Just the percentage.
35 years. Okay. There you go.
Have her raise your hand so I can find her.
Jenny, can you please raise your hand?
Oh.
United Blind of. The next certificate of growth is presented to United Blind of Walla Walla with the president, Holly Turry.
No, that's not correct.
Huh?
Whatcom County or Walla Walla? Walla Walla is Heather Mears. Whatcom County is Holly Turry.
Whatcom County, that's what I, president.
It's Whatcom, you said Walla Walla.
Whatcom County, Holly Turry, president.
Okay. There you
14%.
Go.
Holly, can you raise your hand, please? The next certificate of growth is given to United Blind of Spokane, President Debbie Clark. 10% of growth.
I'm gonna ask who from Spokane can take it.
Who, Vice President or somebody from Spokane can take this? Raise your hand.
Cindy Gleeden.
James. The next certificate is awarded to James Kennison for his dedication and service to WCB as a director, January 2018 through December 2019. James, can you stand up, please? The next certificate of growth is for service of growth is given to Holly Kasmarski.
This is for service to WCB, right?
Dedicated service to WCB, Holly Kasmarski, as a board position. Holly, can you stand up, please? Okay, who's this? The next certificate of service is presented to Jim Turry for his dedication and service to WCB as a board position. Jim, can you stand up, please? Okay. The next certificate of service is presented to Julie Brannon for her dedication and service as a board position, June 2019 through July 2019. Julie Brannon, stand up, please.
She's just up here.
Okay. Okay. The next certificate of service is presented to Julie Brannon for her service and dedication as a first vice president. The next certificate of service is presented to, Andy Arvidson for his dedication and service as a first vice president. Andy, can you stand up, please? The next certificate of service is presented to Denise Colley for her dedication and service as... Oops, I just lost the microphone. It just took...
I got it.
Sorry. And I didn't touch it. Nope. It's presented to Denise Colley as her service and dedication as our president. And guess what? It's signed by Denise Colley. Uh-oh. I might have not... That not... What did I do? It's presented to... That one was not Denise Colley. Give it back, please.
I'm just taking the ones that you hand me.
Yeah, I know. That one's Denise's. Thank you. Sorry. Who's this one? Okay, whose is this one? Oh, the next certificate of service is presented to Deb Lewis for her dedication and service as WCB treasurer. Okay, there's two left. Deb Lewis, can you stand, please? Okay. And now I want Reginald George, no, Reggie and Heather to come up. They have special awards to give out, too. And their award, their certificate's already up here.
Okay, no problem. And you're done?
I'm done.
Okay, Amanda?
Yes.
Could you help Rebecca to her seat?
Yeah.
Okay. Where is her seat?
By Kim and Donnie Mulberg. By
Okay. All right. You guys here?
Yeah.
Okay. The awards are up here on the table. I mean, on the podium.
I don't know the words. I'm just saying it.
What's that?
I'm just going to talk.
There's that, and then, there's the microphone.
Okay.
If they're in Braille, I could read
it's
them.
It's okay.
If
it's in Braille.
If you want me, I can see which one. Let me see which one this is. The first one is the Reader's Choice Award.
Yes.
So I could do that one if you want me to read it.
Okay, I can just talk it.
Okay,
it's okay.
That's fine.
All right, is there, where's
the... It's the microphone's right here. Right there.
Okay. All right, so we are actually awarding a brand new award. It is the Reader's Choice Award for the very first time. And this was chosen by you, the readers of the Newsline. And our winner is Nancy Lind and Jolene Ferguson for the article, The Woman Who Never Quit Finding Her Way.
And the top one is for Nancy, and the top one is Nancy. Well, there's two. So this one's for Nancy.
Okay.
And this one's for Jolene.
Okay.
So,
perfect.
All right. Could somebody, Amanda, are you? So Jolene, where are you? Okay, Jolene gets the one on the bottom
this
there.
This is Jolene.
Okay. And then Nancy, you know who Nancy is, right? Amanda? In the wheelchair?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Amanda's bringing those out to you. Are you guys done?
Thank you. Yep.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Thanks, you guys. Congratulations, Nancy and Jolene. Okay. All right. So we're winding things down, but I want to first, you guys, this ended up being, we had probably some confusion on our numbers, but we had a lot more people in here than we gave the hotel. So it wasn't their fault. It was, you know, we have more people. I'm not sure exactly. We'll work that. That's on Lori and I, and you know, we'll figure it out. But anyway, I just want to say what an incredible staff this is, that they went back. They ran out of lasagna. They made another dish for the overflow. And so just how appreciative, and we really, you know, we are so grateful that we can come to such a nice hotel and have such top of the line staff that can take care of our needs on a whim like that. So thank you so much, DoubleTree. Yeah. So I'm gonna bring us to a close. I'd hoped we could do a sharing of chapters, but I just don't think we really have time this time. But you guys, I hope that you'll continue to take part in all of the activities of the afternoon and go to exhibits when you have a moment. If you have friends that are local that would like to come to the Showcase of Talent tonight, it's $5 at the door if they are not registered with the convention. The Showcase of Talent takes place in Grand One, where General Sessions is. And we will be reconvening in General Sessions at 1:15. So you do have a little bit of a pause, a break to take doggies out, or you out, or in, or wherever you want to go, you know. Kim Moberg would like to make an announcement, so if she can get up here really quick, I'll let her do that. But breakout sessions will be announced in General Sessions where they all are before the end of. So we have a couple of really good General Session topics coming up. And one's on around social media and publicizing your affiliate, your chapter. And the other is going to be a demonstration of Be My Eyes and IRA. So I think that'll be really cool. And then we'll do the breakout session. So, Kim, where are you? Keep coming here. And then, of course, the volunteers that have agreed to help Mike, if you could wait and meet Mike to the right of the door on the inside of this room after we convene, that'd be great. All right, here's Kim Moberg. Okay, Kim.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. I want to make an announcement about the scholarship membership dinner tonight. It will be at the Seaport Lounge. We will meet at the registration desk at 5:30, and then dinner will be at 6. So that is for the membership committee, scholarship committee, and the scholarship winners and their guests. So I look forward to seeing you at 5:30. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Okay. Yes. Yes, Holly. If you could try. Could people be quiet for just a second? I don't have a mic to take out to Holly, and I'd like to hear her.
Yeah.
Shh.
I got that microphone.
Well, that'd be nice. I've asked for it before. But that's an interesting sound. But yes, why don't you get that to Holly, and then maybe I could hear her. Is somebody running it to her? Oh, getting your exercise.
I could have gone without it, really.
No, you couldn't, really.
My children.
You couldn't.
What I wanted to say is I want to give a shout out. We were talking about the high quality of the staff. I have lactose intolerance, which I don't like to talk about, and I can't believe I'm mentioning it. But they made me the best lasagna I ever ate, and it was a vegan lasagna.
designer. I never knew they could do such a thing. And it was absolutely fantastic.
Okay, well, good. So in jest, I did a staff meeting yesterday, and the chef, somebody had commented about another hotel, and I said, well, you guys are going to, you know, in all honesty, I said, there's this one hotel, I mentioned it, actually it was the Marriott, you guys remember going to the Marriott, right, a couple years? And I said, I turned to the chef and I said, you have tough shoes to fill because they are amazing. So if you come anywhere close to that, everybody will be happy. And he says, we've got them beat. So it's all, you know, that's my measurement, right? Is, you know, we all have our, you know, favorites. That was my measurement of greatness for food. But all right, you guys, have a great rest of your convention. So glad you're all here. Take care. And remember, we are community.
How about a hand for Cindy Van Winkle?